You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fatecore game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ecton, a place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Verboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
You are in the top room of this inn. You have been looking down on Dagomar and his group of shunt mining company toughs. He ripped the mask off of Jarl, told him to come in and go after you. So Jarl ran into the, the front doors of this inn. So you're up. You can respond to that, or you can keep firing down at Dagomar. It's up to you.
Dang it, Jarl. Okay, so this room I'm in, how big is it? Is there only one way out of here other than the window that I came through?
Yeah, it's like a bedroom. There's a bed, there's a chest of drawers, there's, a small table, and a door. It's kind of like what you would think of an inn room. It's pretty small.
Okay. Knowing that he's coming up into there, I'm going to aim at the door and shoot it with fire, try to catch it on fire.
Okay. Let's go ahead and have you roll to create an advantage.
Okay. I rolled a zero on the dice, so what skill would I use for this? It's my shoot skill?
Yeah, it would need to be shoot.
Okay. Thankfully that is a great skill, so it's a total four.
Okay. That succeeds, so you create this aspect of, we'll say, door on fire.
Yeah.
And you would have a free usage of that.
Okay.
So you wouldn't really, hear anything coming from that direction, but the door is on fire. It's starting to spread a little bit, and there's still gunfire outside. You can go again because you can't see anybody else doing anything.
Sure. Is there a table around in the room?
There's a small bedside table, but not a large table.
Nothing big. Is there a bed?
Yeah, there's a bed.
I'm gonna flip the bed up onto its side and then kind of use it to take cover and just kind of waiting at this point.
Okay. So you flip the bed up, and a couple of moments later, you hear the stomping of running feet outside that door, and then you hear Jarl's voice, and he, not like yelling to an extent where he's going to be heard outside the building, but he's speaking loudly enough that he hopes you can hear him. He says,
"Verboden, what are you doing here? You're ruining everything!"
Jarl, what are you doing, man?
You're with Dagomar now?
I'm not with Dagomar. I'm trying to stop him.
Where have you been? Can I see if I believe him? I've been around him enough. I feel like I would know if he's trying to pull one over.
You can. It's going to be pretty tough because all you have is his voice at this point.
Right. And a flaming door.
Yeah.
Between me and him. Yeah. Okay. Why didn't you do something already, Jarl? Why didn't you reach out to me or something?
I thought I could handle this. I don't need your help.
Well, I'm here now with some the Rough Riders and a lot of others. I'll help you if you want. I won't say anything after that.
You hear him moving around a little bit outside the door, and then an axe smashes into the door. Yeah, he breaks this door, and there's still fire that's kind of started to spread into the room a little bit, and also on the walls and ceiling. And the door kind of falls in, and you can just see smoke. He says,
"Verboden, you need to leave. You need to take all of your people and leave."
"I can't do that, man. We've got something to take care of here. Are you with me?"
"With you? No. No, I'm not with you. You're here ruining what I was trying to do."
"Well, you have about 5 seconds to tell me, or I'm headed out to join the rest."
"I have to stop his plans. He's planning to drill through the world."
"Well, I know about that, too. We're here to take care of that."
"What are you going to do?"
"We're gonna destroy it."
Okay, Verboten, you take care of Dagomar. I will go, and you're going to have to make it sound like you killed me, and I will go and help destroy it.
Can I see him at all, or is he still, like, kind of outside the door?
He's still outside the door.
Oh, man, I want to believe you, but after you just disappearing like that and showing up here, I'm sorry about your mother, man.
Don't have the right to talk about her.
You mean the right? Did everything I could.
You let her die.
I did. I couldn't save her, man.
What makes you think that you can stop him?
I don't know that I can, but I have to try, man. I have to try it.
Then go and do so. I hope you succeed.
His axe kind of gets tossed through the door, and it clatters to the ground in the room. He says,
"Tell him you killed me."
He starts running downstairs.
All right, I'll just wait for a split second and reach down and pick up the axe.
Okay, yeah. You hear kind of his footfalls leave, and then you don't hear anything else anymore from him.
Okay, then I'll go back over to the window and peek out and kind of reassess. Do I still see Dagomar? What's happened in these 30 seconds or so?
He has been pulled out of the ground, kind of where the ground had become soft and he was stuck. He's been pulled out, and he and his other dwarves that were with him are retreating down the street and kind of about to turn a corner.
Okay, so I'll hop down out of the window and then try to run after him.
Okay. Yeah, it takes a little bit of climbing to make your way down, but you do so. At this point, most of the fighting is kind of centered on that gate, mm-hmm. and up above the gate where there are still Rough Riders kind of flying in the air above the gates, as it looks like, these Spirited Mind Mages have caused some kind of a wind or magical, ability for these Rough Riders to fly over the walls.
Okay.
And you are able to follow Dagomar. So you make your way around the corner, and you can see kind of down the street that he's turning another corner.
I'm going to yell out to him, "Dagomar, got your boy."
He looks back over his shoulder at you. He's kind of like stopped at the corner. He's pretty far away at this point.
"Dagomar!"
He turns around the corner.
Okay. Keep running after him.
All right. You keep running after him, and you turn this corner, and you can see him standing probably 60 feet away in the center of the street. Nobody else around.
So I'll come around the corner quick, but as I see him there, I'll start slowing my walk a bit, checking my surroundings, but slowly walking towards him, maybe 5-10 feet, then I'll stop.
Well now, the Sheriff of Silver Ridge.
Yes, still am.
You've become quite the pain in my butt.
Glad to do so.
What do you say we just finish this right here, and I put you down like a dog in the street, and then take care of your other friends?
Certainly try.
Well, I'm not sure I've ever done this. I'm not sure how it really works, but do we just both stand here like idiots and then draw our pistols and see who fires first?
Sounds about right. And I'll throw the axe down and pull out my pistol and go to shoot him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say, he's kind of still talking. He's expecting more.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, you get the draw on him.
I think I want to use that last ability on the pistol and shoot the poison at him.
Okay.
Gets a total of 3.
Oof. He rolled very poorly, but he still got a 2.
Okay.
So, you succeed. We'll do 1 damage to him. So you pull up that ability in your mind. You select poison and you pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the eyes on the pistol glow this kind of sickly green color. And bullet slams into him. And you see this kind of dark green energy pull into his chest. You feel yourself like empowered. And you can clear one of your boxes from your physical stress track.
Ooh, that's nice.
It would be your 1 box because you did 1 damage.
Right.
And he is going to pull his pistol and he's going to fire at you. Man, whatever curse you had of poor rolling, you've somehow passed on to all of your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a -4. Nice. So he gets a 3.
Okay, and then what did
I'm sorry, a 2.
I'm going to roll a 1 here, and then I'm using physique for that. So I'm kind of barreling at him, so that's a 4 total.
Okay. Yeah, so you successfully defend that. He's just standing there in the street. He hasn't moved at all, aside from kind of, you know, grabbing his chest where you shot him.
Yep.
And he shoots at you, misses, and you're up.
Okay. So after I take this first shot and he's shot back, are there buildings kind of lining the sides of the street here?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to go towards one of them. If I see like some pillars, I'm trying to kind of keep mobile as I'm going here. I'm not just going to stand out in the middle of the street with this guy.
Okay.
So I'm going to run towards that, and then I'm going to take just a shot at him.
All right.
And that's a total 6.
All right. He got a 2, so you do 4 damage to him. That would be definitely succeeding with style, so you are going to get a boost on that.
Okay.
I'm going to say, as long as that works for you, I'd say the boost would be cover. You know,
yeah.
You find cover successfully here.
Mm-hmm.
He's still standing out in the street like an idiot.
Yep.
All right. He is just going to fire back at you.
Okay. So with my boost, that's a 7.
You got a 10.
Ooh. Glad I had that boost.
Yeah. So you're going to take 3 points of damage as he fires, and his bullet kind of explodes this pillar that you're behind. Mm-hmm. And you can feel fragments of this pillar kind of, you know, slashing at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're up.
Okay.
You've lost your cover.
Yeah, cover's gone. So with that cover gone, I'm going to get back on my feet and run at him again. And I'm going to take I'm going to take another shot with that poison, because that was pretty slick when that worked.
Okay.
That is 4.
He got a 6.
Okay.
All right. So you select poison, you fire, and he still doesn't move, but your bullet just misses.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he reaches behind himself and he pulls a shotgun out, and you've gotten a little closer because you've run towards him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to holster the pistol and put the shotgun up on his forearm, and it's going to take a shot at you.
Okay. I'm rethinking this plan.
It's a 7.
Ouch. I rolled a 0, and then with my defend, that's a 3. How about this? What if I invoke the aspect of the Rough Riders, and there's somebody else joining me in the fight that's like seeing what's going down, one of the Rough Riders?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'd say as a part of fate, you can spend a fate point to change something from the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely. So are you still going to take the damage there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how much was that?
3 points of damage, I think you said. You've got a 4, right?
I think my 3 is already gone, so I'm going to have to mark off my 4.
Okay. As he fires and, you know, you feel this bullet hit your side, you spin a little bit and you see Robin come around the corner, both pistols out, and he kind of looks around and sees Dagomar, and he's going to start shooting.
Nice.
That is a 10 that he just rolled against Dagomar. Who got a 3.
And go pistol Robin!
Finally redeeming himself.
That's right.
Alright, so he had to mark off 2 boxes because he took 7 points of damage, and you see, you know, Robin just running up the street towards you, firing both of his pistols, and his bullets slam into Dagmar. He goes down to one knee, and he looks up, and suddenly you see kind of this burning rage in his eyes, and his features start to morph and shift, and you see this coat that he's wearing kind of splits at the seams, and he grows. You can see muscles, and his form grows until he's about twice as large as he was, and he's got this large, you know, curling set of horns that have t- topped his head, and his hat falls off. He's got kind of almost like flames in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks down the street at you, and he says,
"Think you can come into my town and mess with what I'm doing? I'm gonna kill you, Sheriff."
Man.
And he's going to run down the street at you.
Jeez.
He's gonna fire his shotgun again.
Okay. That's no good. Okay, I'm rolling pretty good, though.
Say five.
Rolled six.
Okay, nice. So he fires his shotgun at you, and you duck out of the way. He throws his shotgun aside. Looks like he only had two shots with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just rushing towards you.
Okay. I'm going to not run towards him. Start running back up the street, seeing his form. And as I'm running, I'm going to look back around with my pistol and take a shot as I'm running away.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with that that poison again.
All right.
Hopefully I haven't used up all my good rolls. It's okay. Four.
All right. He got a three, but he is going to go ahead and invoke his new aspect of demonic fusion.
Oh.
And make that a five.
Can I invoke my aspect now of the Rough Riders, one that I had added, to get the help in this scene?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so that'd be a six.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm down to one fate point.
Yep. So he, yeah, I mean, he just spent one, so you would get one back.
Oh, so I have two now.
Yes.
Okay.
So he is rushing towards you. You turn and fire, and he, you know, kind of dodges that bullet, but Robin fires right after you, and this bullet slams into him.
Nice. And since I only did one damage and my one box is clear, then I have no benefit from the poison then?
Correct.
Okay. Seems tough.
He's going to rush at you, and his legs are pretty long at this point. He catches up to you, and he's going to attempt to tackle you.
Okay. Ooh, not a good time for a bad roll. So one total?
It's a six.
Now, is that doing damage, or is that just like...
It will do damage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then five shifts of damage?
Yep.
Okay, that's my five box, my special one that I had from my ice.
Okay, so he slams into you, wraps his arms around you, and kind of takes you down to the ground, and you can feel the ice that has coated you just shatter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's right on top of you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have my gun up over my head, point behind me, and shoot lightning to get the heck out of dodge.
Okay, I like it. Go ahead and just roll for your shoot.
Yeah. Probably the accuracy of how good the shot is while they're trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
That's a five, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say you can place yourself somewhere on the street.
Yeah, so depending on where I was, like, I don't know how much room there is, but it would be as far as I could up against the building to give myself as much space between me and him as possible, seeing his, you know, physicality and how he's trying to use that. I want to get some more room.
Okay, yeah, you raise the pistol, fire, and you can feel yourself fly across the street, and, you know, you travel a ways and kind of slam into a building,
mm-hmm.
catch your feet. You can see him. He's probably now 60, 70 feet away down the street.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks down and then looks up at you, and he pulls his pistol out and tries to fire it, but, I mean, his hand is so large at this point, it kind of like, you know, he throws it to the side, and he's going to point at you,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to shoot fire from his eyes at you.
Okay. The thought of him trying to, like, get his finger in there to pull the trigger.
So that's a six.
Oh, I gotta defend something. Crap. Okay. That's gonna be a four total. Go with me here. I don't think I've used this aspect before. How about magic doesn't work as the aspect? Maybe it's just like he didn't drink enough Ectin or something, you know? And it's just, it's not powerful enough. It's just a little bit too far away.
I don't know that I'm going to go with that, but I have a counter proposal.
Okay.
Your chalice absorbs it.
Okay.
Instead.
Is there like a
something that's gonna come back and bite me if that happens?
No, I just think...
Oh, okay.
...that it kind of is in the realm of magic doesn't work.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Chalice shall absorb.
All right, so you kind of react to this fire bolt rushing at you, and you connect yourself with this chalice, and you see this fire kind of slam into your chest, and you feel heat as it's pulled down into the chalice.
Nice.
Robin has been running away, so hasn't really done anything, as he saw this guy grow massive, but he's going to turn, and he's going to take a shot as well.
Okay.
That is a 5. Defense is a 6. So Robin runs, and he stops in a doorway, and he stops and he fires, and you're not sure if it hit or not, but you don't see Dagomar react whatsoever.
Okay.
And then I am going to go ahead and have Dagomar use another fate point. He's going to use his ass. Actually, we'll just use Crowded Streets again.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to invoke that, and Robin, an arm kind of reach around out of this doorway and yank him inside the door.
Oh.
So that's another fate point back for you.
Okay.
And Dagomar is going to rush down the street at you.
Okay.
He doesn't get any sort of attack off because he's just running for you, but he's coming real quick.
Okay. I get up on my feet and I'm just going to take another shot with poison at him.
Okay.
That's a 4 total.
You got a 5.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, I don't think any of these other aspects help me.
Okay.
Or, just throwing this out there, I have never invoked my high concept, the Forsaken Wanderer. Part of that is I'm gifted with the ability to absorb knowledge and skills quickly. The thought is, I fought demons, I potentially know their weaknesses, maybe I've honed in on a weakness on something on his person, where I've hit that shot in that part.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So then I'd do 1 damage. So I roll a 4, you roll a 5?
Yes.
Yep.
So once again, I don't think that helps you.
It doesn't help my stress track, but at least I'm chipping away at him.
Yeah. He's having to use his higher boxes because his lower ones are gone.
Okay.
You start to fire and kind of take a little bit of a breath to steady yourself. His form is terrifying, but you're used to it. You've been fighting these creatures before. And you steady yourself and fire, and you can see his knee kind of buckle a little bit as you shoot him in the knee, and he continues rushing at you, but you clearly did some damage to him.
Okay, cool.
You can see he's a little bit slowed, but he's going to rush up to you, and he's going to try to just smash you into this building.
Okay.
Kind of like a charging bull.
Yep. Ooh, that's not going to be good.
You got a 3.
I got a 1.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I can do with that. Okay.
All right. So you're going to need to take, that's 2 points, 2 shifts of damage.
Okay, so I don't have, I've got my 1 stress track, so then I would...
Mark that off, and then take a minor consequence.
Okay.
I like the kind of winded aspect.
Okay.
So yeah, he smashes you into this building,
okay.
And you kind of roll away a little bit, reducing the impact on yourself a little bit, but you just feel the breath get knocked out of you. Yeah. So you are kind of rolled away from him. You're not like between him and the building, but you can feel yourself kind of gasping for breath here. And you're up.
I'm going to have to try to shoot him again. Just like, I'm up close. I'm going to aim it close and shoot poison, trying to get a box back.
Okay. Not gone well for you so far.
It has not, but technically it's really helpful, but practically need it to work. Ooh, a good roll. Yeah. That's an 8, baby.
Oh, there you go. He has a 3, so you do 5 shifts of damage.
Sweet.
So you can, I'd say you can either break that up in between boxes, or you can just mark. You don't have a 5.
I don't have a 5 because that'd be the ice. Yeah. So like that's pretty much like gone.
So you could do like a 4 and a 1 or a 2 and a 3.
Let's do the 4 and the 1. Just as he said, it hadn't worked for me.
All right. So you fire into his side, and you can see again this kind of dark green energy pulled out of him, and you feel yourself instantly kind of strengthen. You still feel winded, you're still kind of trying to catch your breath, but you can feel yourself a little more invigorated.
Okay.
He's going to turn and just try to slam a fist into you. At this point, he's completely given up on weapons and is just using his body as a weapon. That's a 5.
Ooh, this is going to hurt. I rolled a -4. then with my physique, so that's a -1 total.
Okay. See, that's
6.
6 shifts of damage.
Oh, crap. That's going to hurt real bad. Okay. So then I would mark off both my 4 and my 1, and then another, what's an immediate moderate consequence?
Yeah, if that's what you want to do.
What if just, like, maybe the Forsaken Wanderer again, where I've recognized that he's dropped his weapons and he's got this consistent type of attack. Maybe I'm just able to move away just a little bit. Still getting hit, but it's just not taking as much of a severe hit.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay. So then, instead of...
I would suggest using it as a reroll.
Oh, reroll. Yeah. Let's do that. Watch, I'm going to get a -4 again. -2. So same result.
Yeah.
So then it would be 1 total on the roll, and he'd rolled a 5.
Correct.
So then a 4 shifts. 4 shifts damage. Okay. Whew, I'm glad I did that. Or I'm glad you helped me do that, basically.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. So yeah, he slams his fist into your side, and you can feel, you know, kind of... you know, gasping for breath, but you're up.
Okay, and how's he looking? Can I tell if he's looking injured?
He doesn't look good, but it's really hard to tell.
Yeah, since he's like a demon and all. Okay, I'm just going to keep going with what I have. Like, I feel like I need to keep chipping away at him, so I'm going to shoot poison at him again.
Okay, look at this. Last one you choose to use, and it's the most useful.
Yeah. In this situation, for sure. That is a 5 total.
He got a 3.
Sweet.
How do you want to do that?
Oh, sweet. So after I've gotten knocked back and I'm, you know, trying to catch my breath, I'm just like, why don't you die already? I'm going to pull out the gun and shoot the poison at him again, and it hits him, and I can see it start to, like, kind of get into the cracks and crevices of his demonic kind of coating, and then he start to twitch, and it's up under his neck, and then he collapses and falls over, and I stand over him and say, long live the king.
Yeah, so you stand over him, you say this, and you can see as he's laying there, you know, kind of this poison just pouring out of his wounds, you can see this demonic essence kind of pouring out of him as well. You can see him deflating and shrinking, and eventually he's just laying there, his normal self. His skin is all kind of warped and almost like the moisture has been pulled out of him. Looks kind of like a raisin.
Like a raisin.
And the life just goes out of his eyes.
Okay, before I leave his body, I'm going to flip open, like, the outer coat. I'm going to pull the star off of him.
Okay, I like that. So, as you are standing over his body, you pull the star off. You can hear kind of the gunfire still going on in the town around you. And then everything shakes. You see a light streak overhead. And you kind of instinctually look up, and you see Yendra burst through kind of the sky, land down a little ways off inside the town, and the whole ground shakes.
Okay. How far away is this?
You're in kind of the southern portion of the town, and she landed in northeast portion of the town.
Okay.
So it's pretty far away.
Okay, got it.
Most of the fighting is happening in the southern portion of the town.
Got it. With talking to... I forget if it was the spirit of mine, whoever it was. So we have a general idea of where the Ectondrill was?
Yeah, in the western portion of the town.
Okay, got it.
And you would remember that the decision and agreement on, you know, the plan from both Asmodian and Yendran's Spirited Mind was that you and your Rough Riders would be the distraction for, on his side, Asmodian to sneak in and go close the portal, and on the mage's and Yendra's side for her to go in and stop him from closing the portal.
Got it. Okay. Well, with Dagomar down, I think it's just going to be some cleanup, I guess, with the other shunt guys. I'm just going to be walking around with Dagomar's star in my hand and yelling at him, like, your boss is dead.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Robin get pulled into that building. You know, there's a whole firefight happening down to the south, so are you going to go one of those directions?
I'm going to go try to help Robin first, since he's closest.
Okay. Yeah, so you run over to that building, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Look inside the door, and you can see there are three of those masked dwarves, and they are just pounding their fists down into Robin, who's on the ground. You can see he's fired at them a couple mm-hmm. of times, but his pistols have been kicked away. He's not looking good.
Okay, so I'm going to run in there and yell at him with my gun out. Back up, leave him alone!
Two of them turn. One of them just kind of like steps on Robin as he turns to look at you, and they're both going to advance at you.
Okay. Do I have time to take a shot?
Yeah.
I want to shoot fire right above the middle guy's head, like up at the ceiling, since Robin's laying down on the ground.
Okay. You're going to do a little Dungeons & Dragons fireball placement.
Right, here. Yeah, right. I'm trying to circle here.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Okay. One good roll. That's five total.
All right, he got a 4, so you're going to hit and do one shift of damage to him, plus another shift of damage for the fireball, and that's going to spread out to all three of these guys.
Okay. What if we just, like, crank that up a little bit, and I spend a fate point and use the Rough Riders, and I'm protecting my boy Robin here. It's the Rough Riders.
Hey, I'm good with that.
All right, let's do it.
Let's say they are distracted. This fireball goes off, and you see Robin put his hand in his shirt, and he pulls out another pistol, and he just fires into all three of these guys.
Love it.
He's, you know, he's bloody, he's laying there, you can barely see, but he's firing up into them as your fireball is hitting down into them. So that becomes 4 damage for each of them. That's gonna kill him.
Nice.
So you, with your fireball and him firing up into these guys, clears out all three of these dwarves, and as you kind of, you know, start to walk over toward him again, the entire town shakes and it just continues. There's almost like a pretty heavy earthquake. You can see the building kind of shaking around you. It's hard to keep your feet, and it's just continuing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like something's going on beneath this town.
Okay, well, I'm going to rush forward, kind of crouch down, grab Robin, get up under his arms, kind of pull him out of the building.
Okay. Yeah, he holsters his pistol and kind of puts an arm around you, mm-hmm. and his head just kind of droops, and you can tell he's pretty much passed out at this point.
Okay, do I see any of the other people on our side around?
Not in this immediate street, but you could, you know, pretty quickly go back towards the south and...
Yeah, I'm going to try to fall back and get him with the rest of everybody.
Okay. Yeah, so you start to make your way back, and, you know, you take a couple more shots. You know, you kind of help clear things out, but mostly your side has pretty well started to win. And you get Robin to a place where he's kind of in a place of safety. There's a couple of other Rough Riders that take him from you. And then you look up into the sky and you can see these Spirited Mind mages that, you know, you had talked to. And they all are kind of flying in this circle right over the gates. And they suddenly shoot kind of across the town towards where Yendra landed. And you can see this pretty intense aura of magic around them. And they stop and hover kind of above the town, and there's this massive explosion of energy, of magical energy that pours down into the town. The whole town kind of shakes again as this crazy, intense earthquake shakes, and then it stops.
I want to try to get over there to see what's going on, so I'm going to use my pistol, the lightning mode, and basically just like shoot up okay. to get there quickly.
Yeah, so you make your way over there. Most of the fighting has stopped at this point. You make your way over there pretty quickly, and you see these mages land, and they're dusting themselves off, and they're standing in front of this pretty large building. It looks like it's almost like the entrance to a mine, something like that. It kind of looks like it's maybe a barracks, and you can see there's a big opening, kind of a set of double doors with some rails and mine carts and things. And they're kind of just standing there. Looks like they're not anxious or anything. They're just standing there.
Okay. I'm going to just start walking up towards them. Are there any of the ones I recognize there? He's kind of just like generic spirited mind guys.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't spoken to any of these. Okay. You know, you don't recognize any of them.
Okay. I'll start walking up to these guys. And it's like we're clearing the place out pretty well. How's your operation going?
You're one of the sheriffs, correct?
Yeah, it's Verboten out of Silver Ridge.
Ah, well, good work. Yes, I think things are very well wrapped up here. We were able to aid Yindra with our magics to imprison the creature.
Creature? What creature are you talking about? One of these demons?
No, the rampaging devil that was going to attempt to kill the portal guardian.
Oh, really? Is he being kept around here? Or you guys take him somewhere?
Oh, no. We've imprisoned him in a separate plane.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We can't leave him here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why do that? This Ectondrilly guys, you find it?
No, we've not had a chance to look yet.
Gotcha. Well, I could lend you some assistance if you like.
Yes. Why don't you send out your men, go and find it, and let us know.
Yeah, I'll do that.
They turn away from you.
Mm-hmm. I'll start walking away.
All right, where are you going?
Based on the conversations from before, did I have a general idea of where it might be?
You were told a warehouse on the western side of town.
Okay, so then I would head to the western portion of the town looking for a warehouse.
Okay, it's pretty easy to find. Mm-hmm. There's a very large warehouse in the western side of town, and there's actually a decent amount of fighting that appears like it happened around this building.
Mm-hmm.
You see a couple of Rough Riders standing outside the door, and you see Roland there.
Hey, Roland, good to see you, man. You doing all right?
Oh, hey, Verboten, it's good to see you as well. I'm glad to see you made it through.
That was close, man. I'm not gonna lie.
You see what happened to Dagomar?
Well, which part of it? I mean, he bladed like a blown-up sausage and looked all disgusting and demonic, and I killed him. Now he's all shrunk up like left it outside for too long.
All right, well, that's descriptive. Glad to hear you took care of it.
Yeah, what's going on here? You guys find this Ectondrill?
I think you better come inside. He leads you into this warehouse, and you can see there are those same size barrels of, you know, that you had mm-hmm. seen on the back of the wagon that you were able to destroy. And they're all over this warehouse. There's Ecton. This thing is stuffed to the brim with Ecton. And he leads you down a couple of pathways between these shelves of barrels, and you see a small form laying on the ground.
I'm going to walk forward and approach the figure.
There's a couple of people kind of like standing around. One of them is supporting his head, and you can see it's Jasper. He has a blood red axe stuck in his chest. He goes,
"Oh, Verboten, I'm sorry."
Man, I'm gonna get down on my knees and go grab his hand and get up close to him.
Oh, Jasper, no, there's nothing to be sorry about. He did amazing. What happened? Who did this?
We made our way over here, and we snuck into the warehouse, and we found Jarl. He was here. He was
He was taking the drill. I tried to stop him. He wanted to take all the actin as well. He had somebody with him, some older human man, and they were gonna take the actin as well, and I tried to stop him, and I'm sorry I couldn't.
Oh, no, you did great, don't worry about that. We're gonna get you out of here, right? We're gonna be eating dinner with Tilda before you know it.
Huh. That sounds nice. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's mind if I join you for dinner?
Yeah, of course.
Alright, we're gonna get you out of here, right? We're getting him out. I'm gonna start looking around for help.
He's got a pool of blood under him. They haven't pulled this axe out of his chest. And Roland just kind of shakes his head a little bit at you.
You hold on here, Jasper, alright? You're gonna be okay, alright, buddy?
It doesn't feel that way. Hey, I don't make it out of here. You take care of Tilda and Mama and Papa, okay?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you're gonna take care of yourself, man. You don't be talking like that.
Of course, I'm sure. I don't know what that actin drill is, but he's got it. You're gonna need to get that, I think.
Jasper, I promise you, I will get it, okay?
Okay.
None of these Rough Riders around him seem to have any hope or, plan on him being able to be saved. Mm-hmm. So, unless you've got something in mind.
I mean, I assume I haven't really successfully helped somebody with a gigantic axe wound.
Not?
No. Okay, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Roland, give me a barrel of that actin over here.
All right.
Quick, I'll start snapping.
Yeah, they all the Rough Riders, they lay Jasper's head down, and it takes a little bit of time. They're kind of struggling, mm-hmm. but they roll one of the barrels over.
Okay, crack it, try to hit it, bust it open. I'm going to pull the chalice out, start filling it up with that as it's spilling out. I'm going to pull my gun. I'm going to put it in Jasper's hand, and I'm trying to kind of shake him, get his attention a little bit. Jasper, I need you to focus, man. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, we're going to get you out of this. Listen, this is going to hurt real bad in a second, and then I need you to shoot me. I need you to think of poison, and I need you to shoot me, okay? I'll tell you when.
What?
Just don't ask. You're just going to do this. Just do it, and I'm going to get the actin, and I'm going to, pour it into his mouth. All right, man, I'm counting down.
Okay, so you're filling this chalice with actin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like filling it like with the physical liquid. You can see this actin is pouring into this chalice and absorbing into it.
Uh-huh.
So you'd probably have to use something else if you're going to actually try to collect, the liquid form of the actin and pour it into his mouth.
Okay, got it. I'm just going to scoop it up then with my hand and just kind of pour a little bit into his mouth.
Okay.
Just kind of doing who knows what here.
Yeah, no, this is an interesting plan. I like it.
Yeah, and then, so as I do that, I'm actually going to take the chalice too, and I'm going to keep holding it, actually, I think, just because I feel like I'm about to get shot, so this is going to hurt, so maybe this thing's going to help me. So I'm going to be like, all right, Jasper, as soon as I pull this out of you, man, you got to shoot me. Just don't ask, just do it. All right, I'm going to grab the axe, pull it out of his chest, and just stand there in front of him.
Okay. He screams, yeah, as blood, spurts out of his chest, and his arm kind of weakly lifts the pistol, and he's gonna fire.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll for this.
Yeah.
It's a 3. Yeah. I'm gonna say he fires, and you feel the bullet hit you, and you feel, the pain of that. You also feel this intense, sapping of your strength and life force. I'm assuming you don't want to roll against it to try to defend it, so...
Mm-mm. So how would you count that? Would it be a 0 as a baseline? I mark off both my stress tracks that I have.
You have...
I've got a 1 and a 2.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say you can spend as much of that as you want.
Yeah, I'll mark up both.
Okay. So you see this gaping wound in his chest kind of close, and he breathes a little easier. He says,
"You are insane, Reboden."
Are you feeling better, man?
I do. I think I'm gonna go to sleep now.
No, man. No, I'm going to sleep right now. I want to get up close to him again and kind of inspect and see how healed this wound looks.
It looks pretty healed. Okay. I mean, he's still not 100% or anything, you know, but he doesn't look like he's on death's door anymore.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get you back, and you know, how about a nap in your own bed with Tilda right there? How's that sound, man?
That sounds pretty great. Yes, give me a hand. I can try to stand up.
Oh, yeah. Come on here. I'll, like, lift him up.
He definitely, like, grunts and, you know, whines a little bit as he stands up, but
did you just make me shoot you?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what I was thinking there, but I did, but I think it might have worked, man.
I think it did.
He kind of feels at his chest.
I thought I was dead.
Oh, man, no, we had it covered, you know. I wasn't going to let you get out here that easy.
Thank you.
Oh, man, no. Thank you. You did so good, and it's my fault anyway. It wouldn't happen if I just... such a damn fool.
I don't think you are, but...
Roland comes over, and he puts a hand on your shoulder. He says, "Ramon, I need a word for a minute."
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Jasper, can I get my pistol back?
Oh, I don't know. This thing's pretty nifty.
Yeah, right. I think I'll take it back from you.
Okay.
I'm going to walk over and talk to Roland.
He says, "That was amazing, but we need to move past that real quick. Those mages, they're going to want all this acting. Are we giving it to them?"
Oh, man. Oh, you trust these guys?
Not as far as I could throw them, but... I don't know that we have a choice.
I don't either. Is there no way we can get it out of here?
Not unless you got another trick up your sleeve.
I think I'm all out of tricks today.
All right. Well, I'm going to do what I can, send a couple men out to bring those mages in. If you got anything else you want to do in here, I'm fairly certain they'll kick us all out.
Yeah, nothing else to do. All right.
All right, well, he holds his hand out.
Yeah, I'll shake his hand.
Good work today.
You too. Hey, Brett here. Just wanted to thank all of our listeners for tuning in for our first season here of Tales of the Forsaken. Just want to let you know we're starting our fourth and final arc, starting with our next episode here in a couple weeks. And that wraps up with our finale, episode 16. We are definitely excited and nervous for releasing that. In addition, we are ramping up for season 2. We're going to start recording here next month for a January release, which will be right behind our season 1 finale, which is on January 16th. And we can't wait to share what we have planned.